I think what Jesus is getting at with this very difficult gospel is, when people offend us, how do I act? You know, what is forgiveness? I can just sum it up. I put it in the bulletin so you can look at it. I like, this is one of my favorite themes, because we think forgiveness is how I feel about somebody, or if I don't like them anymore, or I have this terrible anger and this kind of thing. Those all need a healing. But forgiveness is actions, and this is what Jesus is teaching us. When I run into somebody that's offended me, maybe deeply, am I passive aggressive? Do I look mean? Do I let them know in certain terms that how much they've offended me by my words and deeds, or am I cordial? God doesn't ask us to stay with them or to be friends with them, just to be cordial and then move on. The second one is, do I pray for the people that have hurt me? That's really critical. The bishop himself taught me this. Bishop Blasny taught us this, as he puts a list of names that he's been offended by or needs to be forgiven or whatever in his divine office by initials, you know. And I suggest sometimes a real bad one, you put initials behind a holy picture and just touch it. And when that touch is that touching that wound that you have with Christ and then beginning the process of forgiveness, you know, some way to pray for them, because your prayer is most powerful because you're the one that was hurt. And then the third way to do it is, we watch what we say about the person. It's okay to have a confidant, a spouse, or a counselor, or a friend, but if I'm telling everyone in Kaiser, I'm committing a sin, because that is not forgiveness. And that's the one we, most of us, blow it with the most. So the way we treat others, actually, these people are blessings to us because they help us grow. They make us like Christ. What would life be without challenges, right? God always provides a rich mixture of people that we have to forgive. You may be married to one of them. that didn't come out right. What I meant to say was that they come with marriage. Let me put it that way. You know, whenever I have a wedding, I see all these two groups out here. I'm thinking, y'all are marrying each other. You know, and that's true. That's true for all of us. God puts us in work positions, school, church, and places where, if not enemies, there are people that are sure are glad to strike us on one cheek. You know, and if we find ourselves in a position where we have to take it again, we're like Christ. And the more that we have experienced that, though we don't look for it and we're not asking for it, we become like Christ, who put up with all those things for love of us. He's doing us a favor, though we won't see it till the next world. So forgiveness, again, is a series of actions, not feelings. Christ didn't say, like them. He didn't say, forget it. He didn't say, like, forget. He didn't say, excuse. There's no excuses. You don't have to like them. You can't forget it. I don't know how to forget it, neither do you. But a couple of actions, despite how we feel, is all Christ asks, actually. And so we can put it in human terms and learn the mechanics of forgiving.